an interested observer of these amazingly clear pictures coming to us from more than 175,000 miles out in space is astronaut Gene Cernan, who got a first-hand view of some of this same area of the spacecraft during his Apollo 10 flight.
A real good view of the Lim hatch handle there. 11 over.
Roger.
Looks like we'll be ready to go into the Lim early, if that's okay with y'all down there.
Roger, it's fine with us, Neil. Go ahead anytime you wish, over. Houston, the white spot you see on your monitor, our TV people say it is a burn spot, but they expect it to dissipate after a couple hours, over.
Roger, thank you.
Okay, the dump valve is actuated.
Roger, copy. 11, we see that very clearly. Is that you, Buzz, with your hand on it?
Yeah.
Buzz. Houston, we're really amazed at the quality of the picture up in the tunnel. It's really superb, over.
That is, considering the amount of light up in there.
Roger, we're about to open the hatch now.
Right.
There's that same guy that when you open up the door, why, he's waiting there for you and he turns the lights on.
How about that? Just like the refrigerator.
That conversation between Charlie Duke and Mike Collins referring to the automatic light that comes on in the LEM when the hatch is opened.
Buzz, the view in through your by your right, left shoulder there is good. We can see the acid engine cover, the Velcro on it, and that's about all we can make out right now. We see the helmet stowage.
We don't see anything loose up there.
Well, great. Looks good to us. We see your helmet stowage bag. 10-11 Houston, we got a view of the cliff there off the right of our screen.
Yeah, what?
A... 11 Houston, both of you already in? Over.
Right, I'm halfway in. I'm going to start turning around, I guess.
Right.
Buzz Aldrin reporting that he's halfway into the LEM. This view is inside the LEM cabin.
Apollo 11, Houston, we'd like you to read out the LCG reservoir sight level, over.
Okay, stand by.
At 11, we have a good view of the window there. It looks like the sun's apparently coming through the shade.
Yeah, I'm afraid it's we're just about plus Z right toward the sun.
That's affirmative. This attitude puts both windows right towards the sun for the limb, over.
Well, that may be good in some respects.
We had a view, Buzz, of the utility light cord.
Now, let me show you a view looking the other way.
Right. And we see right now a utility light or either a floodlight up there. I think now I see the utility light still in the storage bay. Hey, that's a great shot right there. We see you in there. Guess that's Neil and Mike. Better be, anyway. We see you waving.
Buzz Aldrin has apparently carried the camera into the LEM with him, showing as Neil Armstrong and Mike Collins back in the CSM.
11 Houston, that's a really a beautiful shot. We didn't quite decipher that signal that just came from the CMP.
On the LCG sight gauge, you've got about, it looks like the white mark that's in the plunger is about a quarter to 3/8 inch out into the green, away from the red. Is that what you'd like to say, all right?
Stand by. Right, Buzz, that looks good to us. Thank you much.
It is the white index, is it not, that you're interested in comparing whether it's in the red or green?
Stand by. That's affirmative, Buzz. It looks good. That's a good reading for us. Over.
Okay.
We had a shot a moment ago of the suit disconnect valve.
I'll open up the windows and see what the lighting condition is going to be like.
Houston, that's a real good view. We have the AOT. You're back now, Buzz, and notice you're taking down one of the window shades. Over. The light is superb.
Yeah, how's the sun coming in? How's the sun coming in from this direction going to affect what you can see?
It made it really super. The lighting is excellent in the limb right now. We can make out the AOT, the ISA. And the left-hand window is a little glare off of that, but the LMP side, with the shade down, it's really excellent. Over.
Well, I'm turned around. I took the shade off my side first.
Roger, we copy. The light level for the TV is really excellent. Over.
Yeah, the lighting in the LAM is very nice, and I just like completely daylight and everything is visible. Good bit lighter than the tunnel was earlier.
Roger, we had a good view now, Neil, of the DETA and also Buzz's ACA.
This ingress to the lunar module came about 40 minutes ahead of the flight plan, and we would presume that the unscheduled TV is perhaps merging with the scheduled a little bit early.
Everything seems to be in place down there.
Roger, we got the dump valve in view. Over. Houston, we see you removing the ISA now, pulling it up, putting it up by the AOT. The instrument panels are coming into view behind.
Yeah, I think it's probably the best thing we've got an SPS burn to put it back over the instrument panel instead of putting it up over the less than the recharge station. Would you care to comment on that one? We could do either just as easily.
Stand by. We'll have an answer for you momentarily. 11 Houston, it's really a super shot of the main display. Roger. 11, you said it's pretty hard to describe this view. It's really, really great.
Now you know how we feel. Okay, Neil's OPS is about 5,800.
Copy.
And mine's about 5,800 also.
Copy.
Aldrin's hand resting on one of the portable life support systems which will be used on the moon's surface.
11 Houston. That's a good shot of Neil's cliff there. Over.
No, that's mine.
Houston, that moment ago, we had a good shot of your Pliss bus and the two helmet stowage bags, and now behind your left shoulder bus, we have the Disky and the ACA.
We're not quite sure who's holding the camera at this point. Apparently, it's drifting freely inside the cabin. Or more likely attached to some convenient point within the LEM cabin.